Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Zayin, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learnt L'toiva Nishmas HaRebinis Miriam Devoira Bas Harav HaTzadik Rav Moshe Oleh HaSholim D'Norela Rebetzin, whose first yahrzeit is this Shabbos. I want to thank the Rebetzin's son, Rav Usher Shapiro, for his very generous contribution to our chabura and the further development of the daf. I also want to acknowledge the Rebetzin's enekel, Izzy Appel, who is one of our in-house attorneys. Either way, may today's learning be a schus for the neshama of a Rebbeinus Miriam, Devoira Bas Harav HaTzadik, Rav Moshe Oleh HaSholem. I also want to say that Rav Usher told me that his father, the regular Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, knows my Zeder, Rav Avraham Yitzchok Mir, who should be gesinnt and stark. So by me, Ashayna Groysa Meyichis, Ashayna Groysa Rebbe. But either way, may today's learning be a schosok to Gemara. So we're in the middle of discussing again Nigmar Hadin, specifically those that were Chayev Skila, and from there, the Gemara went into the idea of Tliya. And it's really based on psukim in this week's parsha, Parshas Ki Seitzeh. The pasuk says, "V'chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat loves, v'humas v'tolisa oisei ala etz." Simply, it sounds like if somebody's chayiv misas bezdin, says the Torah, after he was killed, v'humas v'tolisa oisei ala etz, they would hang him on a tree. V'yisolin nevlasei ala etz. And the Torah says, but you're not allowed to leave the corpse hanging there too long. Ki kover tikperenu v'yemahu. The same day that this corpse is hung, it needs to be buried. Ki kililas elokim toloi v'leisetameyes ad mascha asher Hashem elokecha noisen l'cha nachlan. We had a whole blot of different drushes that the Gemara took out of this pasuk. Number one, a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Who exactly was Nitla? Meaning, at first glance, it sounds like everybody. But then the Torah throws in words, ki kill us alikim toloi, which sounds like we're talking specifically about a Mevarech HaSashem. Now, Mevarech HaSashem was one of the Chayvim Mises Bezdin, but he was certainly on the right end of the spectrum. He was Chayev Skilo, which is very chamor. Not just that, he's a Mevarech HaSashem, which gets involved in Avodah Zarah, Kofer Be'ikr, to the point that the Chachamim say that the only time somebody was hung is if he was doimet to Mevarech HaSashem. And the only other Chayvi Mises Bezdin that the Chachamim could find as being similar to Mevarech HaSashem is an Oved Avodah Zarah. So according to the Chachamim, even though Pashup Shan and the Pasuk would seem to suggest that all the Chayvi Mises Bezdin were Nitlin, it's not true. It was only the Mevarech HaSashem and the Oved Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer has a more inclusive understanding of who was Nitla. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it was all the Neskalim. So Bezrat Hashem, at the end of the daf, we're going to come back to this, and we'll speak out some Chumash Torah, very much related to the daf for the last couple of days. But for now, the Gemara is focusing on the words, ki kover tikperenu b'yemahu. And there were several drushes that the Gemara said you can learn from this double lashon, ki kover tikperenu. And the last drusha was Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of the great Tana, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that minayin l'kfura min ha-Torah. How do you know that a Yid has an obligation to bury a mace? Maybe you could cremate a mace if that's what you choose to do. Minayin l'kfura min ha-Torah, and not just kfura, kfura in the ground. It's learned out from the double lashon, ki kover tikperenu. Don't just bury that person who was hung by Bezdin, but every single Yid needs to have kfura. Says the Gemara, now that we've established that there's an obligation to bury a Yiddish meis kfura mishum bezyoinahu umishum kaparahu. What's the time in the crop? Why did the Torah obligate us to bury someone? Is it mishum bezyoinah? Because if you're not going to bury the meis, there's going to be a bezyon. Number one, it's a bezyon for the meis. But additionally, like the Gemara is going to say in a moment, it's also a bezyon for the kroivim of the meis. To let a body sit and rot and decompose would be an embarrassment. It would be a bezyon for the family. So to prevent that bezyon, we say there's a mitzvah of kfura. Or perhaps it's mishum kapara. Rashi says ki hechi detahavi le kapara behatmonazu. And why is there kapara? Shemoyriden umashpilen oisai betachtiyos. Because when they lower the body into the grave, it's something that's very degrading, and therein lies the kapara. Says the Gemara, lamay nafkemino. The nafkemino would be the amal lebeina delik baru alahu gavra. If a person writes in his will before he dies, he says, I don't want to be buried. If the reason we bury the mace is because of bezayin, like kol kamine, then he doesn't have a right to be meichel on his bezayin. Now, it could be he has a right to be meichel on his bezayin, but he doesn't have a right to be meichel on the bezayin of his family members, because they're also going to be embarrassed. So if he would say, I don't want to be buried, we wouldn't listen. listen to be amr mishum kaporo. But if the reason we bury a mace is from to have a kaporo, ha'amalei bina kaporo, then he does have a right. Then it's something very personal. It has nothing to do with his family. It has everything to do with him. So if he says that I don't want to have kaporo, he's mevater, don't bury me, maybe we would listen to him. Says the Gemara Toshma, midik for tzadiki. L'churo, we could bring a right from the fact that tzadikim were buried. V'yamri mishum kaporo. Now, if you're going to tell me the reason we bury somebody is because of kaporo, tzadiki, the kaporo, tzrichi. Do tzadikim need kaporo? Says the Gemara in the chsiv. Odom ein tzadik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. It's true, tzadikim have a lot more mitzvahs than they have averes. And maybe there's grois tzadikim that have very, very, very little averes. But the bottom line is, Odom ein tzadik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Everybody needs kaporo. As a result, everybody needs kvura. Toshma b'softuloi kol Yisrael, referring to Avia, the son of Yeravam ben Avot, we spoke about a little bit at the end of yesterday's daf. So he was the only family member of Yeravam that was zeicha l'kvuras Yisrael. The kavruos v'yamr keichet etavalei kaporo, says the Gemara. Now, if you're telling me the whole reason why there's kvuras for kaporo, then it seems counterintuitive. Avia, the one tzaddik, was the one that got the kvura. But the Rishoyim that were from the family of Yeravam and Avot didn't get Kfura. If you're telling me Kfura is Kapara, then really the other family members that were Rishoyim should have been more Shayach to the Kfura because they needed the Kapara more than Avia. So how does it make sense that Dafka, the Tzaddik, is the one that's getting the Kapara? Right, the rich are getting richer. It's the Tzaddik that's getting the Kapara. It should be the Rishoyim that are the ones that are getting the Kapara. So the Gemara says, yeah, I understand. It may seem counterintuitive, but unfortunately, it's the brutal reality. Says the Gemara that we dafka didn't want that they should get kapara. Ki heichet tahavalu kapara. Haidet tzadaku tahavalu kapara. Yeah, the Gemara says hanuch lei tahavalu kapara. We don't want them to get kapara. Tashma lo yispedu v'lo yikberu. That's where Yirmiyo is giving teichacha to the Yidden, and he says that you're not going to be buried because of all your averas. Says the Gemara, yeah, the lo tahavalu kapara. You're right. In theory, they need the kapara, but at the same time, Yirmiyo is telling them you're not going to get the kapara. Another shayla hespeda. So the halacha is when a yid dies, someone's supposed to get up and somebody's supposed to eulogize the mace. You're supposed to give a hesped. Back in the day, they would hire. There were people that were professionals. They would get paid money to go and to prepare a eulogy. Like you have a batchin who will come to a chasana. He doesn't necessarily know the chasim kala, but he gets paid. He sits down with the mechatunim, you know, figures out a couple of things. Say something funny, and he goes up and he says it. That's what a batchin does in the olden days. That's what they used to do with hespedim as well. There were people, they were professional orators. They would get up, they would sing, they would cry, they would krecht. They would get up and they would give a hesped. Says the Gemara, this hesped, hesped the yukar de chayi habi or yukar de shichvi habi. Obviously, the idea is to bestow kovid. But who is the primary beneficiary of the kovid? Is it the family members? It's there to give kovid to the Avelin, or you call it the Shichvi Havi. Maybe it's a covet for the mace, and the mace is lying there, and somehow in the Olam HaNashamas, it's getting covered as a result of this hesped. Says the Gemara, my nafkimina, the nafkimina would be very simple. The Amar Loitis Bedula Hu Gavra. What if a person writes again in his Tzava, he says, I don't want a hesped. So if it's for him, he could be moichel on his own covet. But if the whole hesped is not for him in the first place, it's for the Chayi, then he's not a balabas on the hespits, he doesn't have a right to be moichel. Inami lafukim yarshim. Alternatively, let's say the yarshim say that we're not interested in paying for a maspid. We don't want it. We'd rather not have somebody get up and be maspid. If it's for the yarshim, they have a right to do that. They could say, it's for us. We don't need it. We're being mavater. We're not going to pay for it. But if it's for the mace, then it's not something they have a right to do. Just like the yarshim can't say, we're not going to bury our family member. They have an obligation to bury him. So too, with regards to this, says the Gemara Toshma. The pasuk says, Vayavay Avram, lispoid v'sara v'lifkoisa. And Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi's being mefarish to Gemara. But Rashi says that we all know when Sarah died. Sarah was nifter when the Satan came and showed Sarah that Avram and Yitzchak, they're on Haram Moriah, and Avram Avinu picks up the Macheles, Lishchait Es Benoi, and he's about to do the Akedah. And Parcha Nishmasa, Sarah couldn't handle it. Parcha Nishmasa, Avram Avinu comes back, he finds that Sarah had passed. And then you have the beginning of Parshas Chayisar, where he handles with the Bnei Ches. Shtelzach, the Fraga, why didn't they bury Sarah right away? It seems like it must have taken a little bit of time. So you know about Avram Avinu's Kfitzes HaDerech, but it probably took a little bit of time until Avram Avinu got to Sarah. And in fact, the Pasuk says, Vayovay Avram. Says Rashi, Vayova, he had to come. They waited for his plane to touch down, for him to arrive, to be able to be metapa with Sarah. The question is, why are they waiting for Avram Avinu. It sounds like from the pasuk lispoy lasara. They're waiting for Avram Avinu's hesped. So Bishloima says the Gemara, if the hesped is for Sarah, so we're going to allow Sarah's body to wait for Avram Avinu to come to give her a hesped because it's being done l'toivasa. But if the hesped is not for the benefit of the maize, but rather it's yukara dechayi, it's for the benefit of Avram, freik de Gemara, v'amrit mishum yukara dechayihu, mishum yukara d'Avram, mashu lo v'sara. Does it make sense that for Avram Avinu's covet, we're going to allow Sarah's body to sit, to wait until Vayovay Avraham, this by the Sarah Vilav Kaisa? So the Gemara says yes, because Sarah Gufa Nichala Kehechad Meyakob Avraham. Everyone knew Sarah. They knew what an Eshes Chayil she was. And everyone knew that Sarah was willing to wait to be Mevater on her own Bezoyah of her body not being buried immediately for her husband to come to give a Hesped which will make him look good because she so wanted that Avram should have this opportunity of having the Yekara D'Chayi, this tremendous honor that he will have when he himself gets up and is masked with his wife. Toshma, the pasuk said, V'softoi kol Yisrael, V'kavruoi, again referring to Avia, the son of Yeravim and Avad. And the pasuk says that he was the only righteous person that descended from the family Yeravim and Avad. He was the only one that was Zeichet Kfuras Yisrael. That's what we were talking about earlier. He's also the only one, the Navi said, that would be Zeichet to V'softu. What's the cash of Yam? If the hesped is for the maize, so I get it. Avi is the tzaddik, he is the one that gets the hesped. The other family members are rishon, they don't get the hesped. But if the hesped is for the yorshin, if it's for the aveilin, it's for the bnei mishpacha, the mishpacha were rishon. So why, because Avia was a tzaddik, do we say that the family now is going to merit a hesped? Bishlam, if it's for him. So that makes perfect sense. He is a tzaddik. He's going to get the covet of the hesped. But if it's not for the mace, it's for the chayim, then who cares who the mace is? Really, we have to look at who the chayim are. And we know who the chayim are. Yeravim's family, with the exception of one son, they were all rishon. So if they were all rishon, freik the Gemara, the amrit mishum yakar, the chayim hanach pnei yakar nenu. So the Gemara says, nichudu the tzaddik, kai de meyakuba inchi. Avia was a tzaddik, and because he was a tzaddik, it was understood that he would want his family, despite the fact that they were rishon, to get covered when he dies, and that's why the soft voice. You're right, the covered is not his, it's his family's, but at the same time, it was considered a schar, a matana that was given to Avia, that he got something that he would have liked. He's happy that his family is getting covered because of him. Toshma, lo yisoftu, v'lo yikavru. We're going to bring a raya from the story of Anosos, where again Yirmiyahu says that they're not going to be buried. And they're not going to be zeichet to hesped. What's the kasha? Why aren't they being zeichet to hesped? Because they're rishayim. Who cares if they're rishayim? Let's look at the mishpachot. Shouldn't matter what the mishpach is. So the Gemara says, a fakert is for le'nichel tzadikai demyakib rishayim. It could be the family with tzadikim, but at the same time, a tzadik, if he has a family member that's a rasha, so it's very nice, there's an idea of yukar dechai. He doesn't want to get covered, however, from the fact that his family member that's a rasha died. So basically what the Gemara is saying is, whether the ikr Yukara is for the chayi, or the ikur yukara is for the shichvi. At the end of the day, there are svaris to say that a tzaddik maybe would want his family members that are rishoim to get covered on his behalf, and the reverse as well. Maybe tzaddikim would not want to take covered from a family member that's a rasha. Regardless, you can't bring a raya from here. Says the Gemara Toshma, B'sholim Thomas, U'b'mitzvah Yisavisecha, Malachim, Arishayim, Ashayil, Fanecho, Ken Yisrfu Lach, V'hoi Odoin, Yispedulach. So the Pasuk says that Yirmiyahu tells Tzidkiyahu, he tells him that you should know when you're going to die, you're going to be zeicha to the covet that your forefathers, all the Malachim from Yehuda, was zeicha to. And he was giving him a Besura Taifa. But what's the kasha? I mean, Mishum Yikar Dechayu, my nafka v'minach, who cares? Bishloima, if the hesped is something that he benefits from. So that was the Besura Taifa. You're going to have a lot of money. You're going to get a really good hesped. You're going to get a lot of covet. It's a very good Besura. But if the hesped is anyways not benefiting the mace, it's benefiting the chayim, then what's this besura toiva? So the Gemara says, Achi kavali liyakub achi yisrael, ki heichi demisyakub avasach. What he was trying to tell him was, is that I understand you're not the primary beneficiary of the hesped. it's everybody else. But at the same time, everybody feels good when other people get covered as a result of him. And that's what he was telling him. That just like your Zaydis were able to give covered to all the Chayim that were present at his hesped, you're going to be Zoycha to such a hesped as well. And you'll be able to be the conduit for all the covered that they're going to get. Tashma, another raya, Nivza be'enov nimas. So the pasuk says, Nivza be'enov nimas. The Tehillim Perek Tezvot. Says the Gemara, it's referring to Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, shegirer atzmos aviv al mito shel chaval. So Chizkiyo did a few controversial things. The Gemara talks about it in a few different places. And one of the things that the Gemara says that Chizkiyo did that raised some eyebrows was after his father Achaz, who was a melech, who was a rasha, died, he took his dead body, his corpse, and he was mevazeit berabim. This is a melech taking his father, who had been the previous melech, and he publicly embarrasses his father. He put him on a bed that was made out of ropes, and he dragged it through the rechayv ha'ir. And the pasuk says, that's nivza be'enav nimas, that Chizkiyo was mevaze himself le'enei koil. And the reason he did it was that his father should get a kapara for all the averus that his father did when he was alive. Agavurchi Rashi says, what about kavedas avichu v'simecho? And we know, mechabdei mechayim, mechabdei lachamoysa, your child has an obligation to honor his father even after his father dies. So what does Rashi say? It's b'isa ma'isa amcha, only if his father's not a Rasha. But if his father's a Rasha, he doesn't have an obligation. Of course, the Rambam Sheet is that a person is mechuyiv to honor his father, even if his father is a Rasha. The Bach says that the Rambam's Makar was Rashi in the end of Parshas Noach, where Rashi says that why was the Torah Makdim Misas Terech before the Tzivoy of Lech Lecha? Because really, Avram Avinu had an obligation to honor his father Terech. And people were going to wonder, that had Avram Avinu leave his father? So the Torah wrote it, Shalaika Seder, to make it look like first Terech died, and only afterwards, Vayema Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. Terech was a Rasha. Zok the Bach. That was the Rambam's Makar. So even though there's so many Gemaras that are not mashma like the Rambam, the Torah asks all these kashas on the Rambam, but at the same time, the Rambam had a Makar. This is one of the kashas on the Rambam. It seems beforeish that Chizkiyo was mevaze his father Achaz after he died. But what's the kasha? The kasha is v'im yishum yikara dechayihu maitaimo. Meaning, the Gemara is understanding that if hesped is for the chayim and not for the mason, that it sounds like all the things that are done to the mace is really more about the chayim and less about the mace. So the kasha is the bishloim of hesped is for the mace. So there's an idea of doing something good that gives cover to the mace, and to the contrary, doing something bad that will be considered something bad for the mace. So I understand what Chizkiyo is doing. His father's a Rasha. So he's going and he's doing the opposite, the antithesis of hesped. Instead of being maspidim, he's being mevazahim. So instead of giving covet to the mace, he's giving bezoyan to the mace. But if it's anyway, it's not about the mace, imishum yikar dechayu maitaimo. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not that he wanted to be mevazim. Chalila. It's kehechid de tavali kapara lavu, like we spoke at the beginning. This wasn't about being mevazim his father. It was about giving kapara for his father. In terms of bezoyan and covid, it could be that's about the chayim. It could be that's not about the mason. It's a little confusing. It could be it's about the chayim, not about the mason. This was not about being mevazim his father. Chizkiyo would have never been mevazim his father just for the sake of being mevazim him. The point here was, it was kehechid de tavali kapara. Says the Gemara, Mishum Kapara Davu, a Mashalei Liyakar Di Yisrael. Is it so posh what he did? It's still a little controversial. He wants his father to get Kapara. So what is he doing? He's now taking away COVID that Klai Yisrael should get. Because if he'd get up and be maspid his father, then Klai Yisrael would get COVID, like the chayim usually get from a hesped. But the Gemara says, Yisrael gufayu nichlu demechle yikar lagabayati. Yidin klai Yisrael wa meichel, they understood that this was more important. Toshmao, amal lehem altis bedun ba yoros. So this is Rebbe. So after Rebbe passed away, so they took Rebbe's body from where he died. Rebbe died in Tzipori. And they moved him from Tzipori to Beis Sha'arim. That was Rebbe's hometown. They brought him to Beis Sha'arim, and that's where Rebbe was going to be buried. And as the Levaya was going through its progression, so Rebbe, again, this is obviously before he passed away. See, he tells the people, Al tispeduni bayores, that I want to have a spadim, but don't make a spadim in the little shtetlach. I want the spadim to be in the big cities. A lot of people are going to come. It'll be a real chush of the hesped. This is Rebbe talking before he passes away. Freik the Gemara, Bishlama. If hesped is all about the mace, the Rebbe wanted that he should have a chash of a hesped. But why did Rebbe care? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Because Rebbe understood that hesped is yikara dechayi, and he wants the chayim, the people, to get a lot of covet from him. He's very happy that people are getting covered as a result of him. He feels like there'll be more covered if there's bigger espadim and bigger cities, and that's why he instructs Hashma, Elinu lechvoida. The Mishnah said that there's a loisase in the Torah of loisolin nevlasai al ho'etz, stating that if they want to be melin, the mace, lechvoida shel ha'mace, you're allowed to do that, such as lahavi loy arim, v'tachrich, and any oival, then there's no problem. My love, says the Gemara, lechvoida shel mace. It sounds like that if it's lechvoida shel mace, you can leave the box. Sounds like then the things that we do for the mace is l'chvayde shel mace. Now we're talking about hesped. But aroin, tachrichin, l'chur, it's all the same thing. Everything we do for the mace, is it for the mace or is it for the chayim? It sounds like from the Mishnah that you're allowed to be melin the mace if it's l'chvaydoi. Doesn't l'chvaydoi mean l'chvaydoi shel mace? So that's subtlety. L'chvaydoi, that's the dead giveaway. It sounds like that's the raya. No pun intended. That's the raya, that giveaway, that this is all being done for the mace. But the Gemara says, loy l'chvoydei shel chai. Could be k'voydei means k'voydei shel chai. Mishum k'voydei shel chai, mevislei l'mace. Does it make sense that for the chai you're going to leave the mace? Gemara says, in, yeah. Because k'yomer achmar l'yisol nevlasi al ha'etz. Why you're not allowed to be melin in the veil of the mace? Because it says, loy sol in nevlasi al ha'etz, and dum yud toli. So we say it's only usur to be melin a mace if it's being done in a context that's similar to the Torah's example of loy sol in nevlasi al ha'etz. Dum yud toli. Just like a taloi, who when he is lying there, he's lying in a state of bezoyin, he's hanging. Even the last bezoyin, if there's no bezoyin, even if it's not being done the chvoy de shal meis, it's being done the chvoy de shal chai, because all the covet, whether it's the hesped or the aron and the tachrich, and everything is done for the chai, it's not done for the mason. But the bottom line is, it's not a derech bezoyin. If it's not derech bezoyin loy, there's no problem. Tashma, another right. What if they were melem and mechvoida? Again, this Bryce is saying the same halacha the Mishnah was saying. The Mishnah said that just like there was a loy sase of loy sol and nevlasai regarding someone that was chayiv mises bezdin that was hung, so too there's an iser of loy sol and nevlasai when it comes to an ordinary person. You're not allowed to leave a dead body lying. You have to bury the person right away. So the Mishnah said, if it's l'chvoidai, that we're not burying the maize, it's okay. What does l'chvoidai mean? So it's unclear, right? It's an improper pronoun. L'chvoidai shall who? Is it l'chvoidai shall ha-maize? Or is it l'chvoidai shall ha-chai? The Gemara thought it meant l'chvoidai shall ha-maize, but the Gemara says it's not mocha. Maybe it means l'chvoidai shall ha-chai. But this braisa is mocha. Because here the braisa says, what was the covid? Because they want to take the time to be able to gather big crowds to come participate in the Leviathan. Or to bring people, women, that would lament. They would come and they would cry over the death of this person. Why? And this is the punchline. Because everything we're doing is l'chvoidei shel meis. Here it doesn't say l'chvoidei. Here it says l'chvoidei shel meis. So l'chvoidei, I don't know. Is it l'chvoidei shel meis, l'chvoidei shel chai? Al zeh anudon. That's the whole sugya. But over here it says mefurish l'chvoidei shel meis. But the Gemara says I could even knock this out. At first glance, it sounds like checkmate. But the Gemara says hachi kamar kala oisoi l'chvoidei shel chai ein by bezoyim meis. So we're doing some real surgery on the brisa. But the point is the brisa doesn't mean she kala oisoi einoi elo l'chvoidei shel meis. But rather kala oisoi l'chvoidei shel chai. Really, it is l'chvoidei shel chai. Ein by bezayin l'mace. That's where the word mace comes in. Tashma, one final writer. Nasa noimer, simin yofel l'mace. It's a simin yofel l'mace, and ephram yimero l'achamisa. So if something happens to a person after he dies, it's a simin yofel l'mace, such as, mei shelo nisbad v'lo nikba. If someone dies and he's not zoichet to a hesped, he's not zoichet to kfura. Or shechaya gerartai. Or an animal comes and defiles the corpse of this person. Or shechaya gishomim is alfan almitasi. Or if it's raining, that's where this comes from. Or if it's raining during a levai. Zeo simen yofel emes. Why is it a simen yofel emes? Rashi says, kishenefra mimenu ba'ilum azela acha misa yesh lo kapara b'kach. So the fact that something is happening right now after he died, right? That's what Chizkiyo did when he did to his father Achaz. So anytime there seems to be some divine intervention that causes is a bezoyin lemeis after the person died and before he was buried, it's a simen yofa. It means that he's getting kapara right this second, as opposed to in a few moments when he enters the world to come. But what do you see from here? Shema mino yikar the shichvi havi shema mino. So you see from here that this is all about the meis, because there's an idea of the hesped is covered for the meis, and to the contrary, if it rains or chayyeh beirartoi or meis shaloi nispad is See, it's all about the mace. It's all about the mace. We proved that Hesped is Yekara de Shechvi. So before we go weiter, two others. The first is the Gemara said, Ki Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, asheyase toy v'lo yach. Right? The Gemara was discussing Kfur. So Ki Kover tikbereno, pasuk in this week's parasha, that's how we know that there's a mitzvah saseh perhaps, to bury a yid. So a yid is not allowed to be cremated. A yid is supposed to be buried. And how do we know that? Discussion in the Gemara. One Amir wasn't even sure. He was discussing with the Shver Malki. He didn't know. Hitaka didn't know. What's the makar that you're supposed to bury someone? Till Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, we learned it from the Parsha that they used to bury someone that was chayiv mises bezdin and was hung. Kikover tik berenu bayay mahu. Tik berenu teaches me that not only that person that was chayiv mises bezdin, but any yid that dies, daloch is he supposed to be buried. And the Gemara had a shaila. Why do you bury someone? What's the time of the crow? Is it mishum bezoyin? Because we don't want the body to sit out and decompose and rot. It'll be bezoyin for the maize, bezoyin to the family members. Or is it mishum kapar? So the Gemara said, and the fact that tzaddikim are buried, isn't that a raya that it's not mishum kapar? Because if it's for kapara, tzaddikim don't need kapara. So the Gemara says it's not true. Because Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asheyase toiv lo yechta. You could be a tzaddik. You could be the biggest tzaddik in the world. It doesn't matter. Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asheyase toiv lo yechta. There's a Gemara that we learned together, not so long ago, Bava Basra Adaf Yud Zayinam and Aleph. It's the very last Gemara, Perek HaShutvim, the first Perek, in Masechtes Bava Basra. It's also Gemara Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Arba Mesu Be'et Yishol Nachash. There were four people that died only because of what the Nachash did to Adam and Chava, which was get them to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And as a result, it was Nigzar, that nobody can live forever. And that's why these four people died. But were it not for the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, they themselves never committed an Avera of their own. And as a result, they, like Adam Arish and Koidim Achet, really could have lived. So there were four people, in other words, that never committed an Avera. Who are they? The Eluhei, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Binyamin, one of the Shvatim, the son of Yaakov Avinu, the Amram Avi Moshe, it's not Moshe and Aharon, it's Amram, Moshe's father, the Yishai Avi David, the Kilov Ben David. So that's the group. These four people never committed an Avera, and the only reason they died was Be'et Yoshal Nachash. It was because of the Eitzah of the Nachash that he gave Chava and Adam. It was because of the Gzeira that a person will not be able to live forever. How does it stem with this Gemara? We just said there's no such thing. It's not possible for a person not to commit an Avera. So it's a short Tosfos. Tosfos says, B'roiv B'nei Adam Kama. This Gemara is talking about this Pasuk, Roiv B'nei Adam. Not everybody. Roif Bnei Adam. It's only Roif people that are Asher Yaseh Toiv Lo Yechta. But the truth is, there are Yechidei Skula. It is possible. A person can live his entire life and never commit an Avera. As a matter of fact, four people in history never did an Avera. Binyamin Ben Yaakov, Amram Avi Yomisha, Yishai Avi David, and Kilov Ben David. In other words, it is possible. Tzidua, that Reb Chaim Volozhin, in Nefesh HaChaim, says, what does it mean, Adam Ein Tzadik Baretz Asher Yaseh Toiv Lo Yechta? That means it's not possible for a person never to commit Averes, meaning everyone's going to speak Lashon Hara, everyone's going to do this, everyone's going to do that. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says, of course, that's not what it means. He says that he heard from his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said that you find the word Chet, in other contexts, meaning other than in the context of Averes. So usually when you think of a Chet, you think of an Avera. Chet, Avoin, Ashma, it's a synonym of a transgression. It's a synonym of doing an Avera. But the truth is that you find the word Chet in other contexts as well. Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. I'm reading from the Goyin in Mishlei. V'hoyisi ani ubni shloi moi chatoim. Says the Goyin, what does it mean chatoim? They weren't going to do an Avera over there. It's Milosh and Chisarin. We're going to be lacking something. Toharti mechatosi. I'm lacking. The word Chet means you're lacking something. Something's missing. In the context of Avera, it means you're lacking. You did something that you weren't supposed to do, or you didn't do something that you were supposed to do. So it says in Nefesh HaChaim that when a person does a mitzvah, or every mitzvah could be done on different levels. For example, you're davening, so you could have kavanah, but then you could have Grace of Kavanas, Darizal's Kavanas, and it goes on and on and on. Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv. There's no person who's able to be a yaseh toiv v'lo yechta and not be lacking some level of shleimus in the toiv that he's doing at some point in his life. That's what it means. So to always do toif, and to always do it b'shleimus, other means tzadik b'aretz, asher yaseh toif, v'lo yechta, not to be lacking. So it doesn't say that a person is for sure going to do grace aveir. It doesn't say that. It tastes it. Why should you assume that? But what it says is that to do toif, v'lo yechta, and not to be, v'lo yiseh aniyu v'ni shloimoy chatoim, and not to be v'toharti mechatosi, to be an oiseh toif, v'lo yechta, and not be lacking some shleimus in the toif that he's doing, other means tzadik b'aretz. That's something you're not going to have. I saw in the Divrei Yatziv from the Heilige Klois Megir Rebbe, so Rabusha told me that we have to speak on Moch Chsidish. That's not a bissel mech Chsidish. So, the Chvoida. I saw in the Divrei Yatziv, he brings on this Gemara here in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Yom Beis, he says that Chsidim say that the Chayzim Lublin once went to say Tashlach, and he was coming, walking home together with the Chsidim, and he saw Rabbi Tuli Rafshitza was running to the Nahar, to the river, where the Rebbe said Tashlach. So he said, Rabbi Naftuli, V Leifste. So he said, he's going to chap the Averis that the Lublin Rav threw into the river. He said, well, the Rebbe's Averis, for us, he's a Mamish Mitzvahs. I want the Rebbe's Averis. That's the point. There's Averis and there's Averis. There's Averis where a person's really doing an Averis. That's not what the Pasuk means. Ultimate Tzadik Baritz Asher Yaseh Toiv LaYechta. We mean the Lublin Rav's Averis. We mean something along those lines, that a person should be a Yaseh Toiv LaYechta, and he should never be lacking anything. That's something that's not possible. So you do it at the Chassam Sofer, and it's in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, but you have to have the Chelek Vav. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Chelek Vav, says a Dover Nifla. He's talking over there about the Yisim Nekiyah Me'Hashem U'Yisrael. So what does the Pasuk mean? The Yisim Nekiyah Me'Hashem U'Yisrael. A Yid has to be Naki. He has to be perceived in a positive light by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by Klal Yisrael. So listen to what Chassam Sofer says, just a few excerpts. It's Yodua, it's often quoted, people don't know that. It's in the Chelek Shishi, Shailos HaTshuvas Chassam Sofer, Tshuva Nun Tes. He says, Dvorim Neflam Adamoy. He says as follows, V'dab B'niv Talmidei Sheyichya, Ki Kol Yom Ha'yisi Mitztar Al HaMikra Hazah. Chassam Sofer says, my entire life I've been bothered, I've been troubled by this pasuk. The Yisim Nekiyah Me'Hashem U'B'Yisrael, U'Beis Choy Vais Eilu, Nekiyos Me'Hashem Yisbarach, Nekiyos Me'Yisrael, Heim Shnei Reichvin Tzmadam Al Gabenu. Listen to what he says. The Yoiser of Shari Lotse is Idea Choyva Rishon. It's easier for a person to be Naki in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoiser Harbe. The Yoiser, me Lotse is Idea Brias. And to be Naki in the eyes of people. Ki Heim Choyshem Machshavi Zoros. V'noisim muzaris v'levan. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows v'as tutzach in a mensch's hearts. He knows if a person is honest. He knows if a person is trying. He knows if a person is trying to do the right thing. But people, do you know what's going on with somebody else? You know if Pliny is a tzaddik or a rasha. You know v'as tutzach bayem in karet. You know what nisyonis he has. You know what he's dealing with. You know what's going on, what he's carrying around with him. No, but you'll judge him in a second. We're a judgmental society. That's what we do. So says the Chassam Sofer, to be noki b'ene Hashem, they're not confident about it. They don't have a problem. But to be Naki Beinei Abrius? How am I supposed to be Naki Beinei Abrius? I know what this person is thinking. It says the Chassam Sofer. You know what the problem is? It's counterintuitive. Because Ba'avoneseinu Arabim, Shchiach B'Divrei Abrius, the more chashiv you become, the more people are looking to put you down. And the more people are judging you. He says, I've heard people say, Lamdin Kazeh, Yasa Dover Kazeh, Azak Grace Lamdin, this is the way he acts, for who Shogar B'Piyem, V'Afilu Achshat Svar Ba'Omo. And like, what do you even... being choshed of nothing. V'hashto, inami hoysa oysa lamna oysa keshura. V'yotze yidei shemayim b'cho yuchoyte b'cheke efshari. If this person would be the greatest tzaddik, Ela shaloi nizar, but he wasn't careful enough to the point that the shoyse sheikha, the people that drink beer, v'asum in ginosam, he couldn't get the litzone adar to see him in a positive light. He wasn't able to walk that fine line. He was already over. You know what he was over? V'yisem. He was over the Yisam Yisrael. So you could be that tzaddik noira, you could be oiska arbit in all the madregas of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. But if you're not able to get the leitzonim to look at you in a positive light, then says the Chassam Sofer, you failed. You know what you failed in? In V'yisem Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, and here's the punchline. V'ani hir harti kaba pom. I've thought about this many times. Im efsher shekayim odam ba'oilam mikrazal maskuntai. I wonder if there's ever been a person in history that's been able to fulfill this pasuk. V'ulai. And maybe al zeh kayol shleim ha'melech olam ha'shalom when he said, in tzadik baretz asher yaseh toiv lo yechta. You know what he meant? Ratzo loimer. Sha'afilu b'siyaseh kol toiv. I efsher shelo yechta. It's not possible. Upon him, unbelievable. Because you're always going to find people that are going to want to knock you down. We live in a society where we like building people up right? That's what the media does. And they knock him down. It's a shmetrim to shticker. They sit there laughing as this person gets dragged through the mud in the press every single day. That's the world we live in. And unfortunately, it's something that's, it's shchiach everywhere. And the Chassam Sofer wrote about this 150 years ago. Landin kazeh yaseh davazeh v'hu shogr b'fiyam. People love saying that. And says the Chassam Sofer, it's a problem because you're not allowed to allow people to think things about you, even if they're shoyseh sheikh. It doesn't matter. It's still wrong. And maybe, says the Chassam Sofer, that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, Adam etzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh tov v'layechta. Either way, mamish dvarim neflom. That's the first story. The second story is, we had an Ibai in the Gemara. Haspeda. Is it Yukara de Chai? Or is it Yukara de Shichvi? And the Gemara came out with Maskana that it's Yukara de Shichvi. So the purpose of the Hesped is to give Kovid to the mix. And the truth is, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Yerich Day in Hilchas Avelos, Simen Shin Dalid Mem, right? Shin Mem Dalid, Simen Shin Dalid Mem, Sivkot in Yud. Says the Mechaber, Misha Tziva Shalo Yaspidu. If somebody instructed people before he died, don't give me a hesped. Shay min loy. Halachas, you listen to him. It's based on our Gemara. Because the Gemara said, what's the nafkemina if you hold your kar de chai, your kar de shifchi? Nafkemina is if the person says, don't be maspidi. Al tispiduni. Don't be maspidi. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you see it's your kar de shifchi. So the mace himself is a balabas. And being that he's a balabas, it's for that reason, shay min loy. I saw in the Sha'ar Mitzion and Balacha, he says it here, b'kitzah, but he says it a little bit more, b'archava. Mesachtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf on the base. He says he doesn't understand. Because we all know the pasuk. Al tira ki yasherish, ki yir bechvoy besoy, ki loy b'moysoy yikach hakov, lo yeyred achrov kevoydoy. Right, what does the pasuk say? Al tira ki yasherish. So we know money doesn't come along with you. Even family doesn't come along with you, right? The only thing that comes with the person after he dies, right? Someone said, even the mishpuch, the guy, bizdekeva guy, this. You're on your own. It's your mice toivim, it's your toyer, you don't have anything else with you after that. But you don't take anything with you. You don't have your covet. So if you don't have covet after you die, so what's this concept you carry the shikhvi? It makes no sense. You carry the shikhvi? It's an oxymoron. So what's this idea? It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch with halacha lemaisa nafkaminis. What does it mean? He says a dover nifla, something that we spoke out. When we're learning Perikei Shnoichlin, the shame the Sefer Ein Aliyah. So Ein Aliyah is one of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhin. He wrote a Chidushei Agadas. Yes, Torah and Agadah. We spoke out of Dovah Noira from the Ein Aliyah when we learned Maseches Bava Basra. And I just found now the Shor Mitzon of Balacha with Mechavin. He says the same exact part. And that is, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Amid Aleph, Omalei Rav L'Rashmu Bar Shelas, Achen Behespeda. Give me a Var Mehesped, Dohosam Koimna. Because I'm going to be there. So we spoke from Yanko Galinsky, right? Yanko Galinsky, when he was Masper the Stipler. So he said that, how are you going to be Masper the Stipler? How could you go? How could you do it? So he said that Rav said, Achim Behespeda, the Hosom Koimno. I'm there. Mixer Shvachi, the fun of. Memel, it's possible to be Masper, even someone like the Stipler. Meaning, you can't do justice to this, I can't do justice to a Godel. But the Hosom Koimno, you can be Yitzha with Mixer Shvachi. But says, the Ein Eliyahu, in Shar Mitzon and Balacha, when a person dies, you're an Oymed. You can't do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim anymore. It's not possible. Whatever you did on this world, you have. But once the buzzer sounds, it's done. It's over. There's nothing else that you can do. The only way a person can be oylev yoyred in the next world is through his children, through his talmidim. If people perpetuate his memory, they do ma'asim tovim. They're nis'oyer because of influence that he left on this world. That's how a person can be oylev yoyred in Shamayim. So Rav turns to Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas and he says, I'm going to die. And when I die, I'm going to be an oymed. I'm not going to have the ability to do anything to help my cause. So achem behespeda, do me a teufel. Give me a varim a hesped. Give me a hesped so that people will be nesoyer maybe from my life. As a result, they'll better themselves. And in that schus, I will be oymed. So omalei rav l'rashmu b'ashelas, achem behespeda, give me a hesped. Do it for me. You know why? The hasam, because over there, ka'imna, I'm an oymed. Over there, I'm an oymed. There, I don't have ability anymore to do for myself. So I'm asking you to please do for me. So he said, maybe that's what the Gemara means. It's yukara de shichvi. What does it mean, yukara de shichvi? Not covered in the sense that we're going to give him covered. Wow, I feel so good. Everyone's sitting and listening to such wonderful things that I've done my whole life. Wow, I'm amazing. I feel so good about myself. That's not what this means. He's in the Olam HaEmes already. There's nothing more sheker than covered. That's not what this is about. But what it's about is this real covered. That the mace has a benefit from the hesped. Just like Rav felt. Maybe it's in that vein that he was referring to. Either way, a little bit more Gemara and a lot more rain. So Zok the Gemara right there. So the Mishnah said that there was a special Beis HaKfaris that was miyuchad for the people that were killed by Beis Din. How many special Batei Kfaris? Two. One was for the Nerogim and the Nechnokin, and the other one was for the Niskalin and the Nisrafim. Says the one of the Kol Kachlama. Why do we have to have special Batei Kfaris? The reason is because you're not supposed to bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik. Someone that was killed by Beis Din is a Rasha, by definition, and he's not supposed to be buried next to the Tzaddik. How do you know you're not supposed to bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik? Because the Pasuk says, Vayihi heim koivim ish, vihinei ro es hagdud. So the Yidin, they're burying somebody. This Ish was a Rasha. He wasn't just a Rasha. He was a Navi Sheker, a very special type of Rasha. And they want to bury him. But as they're burying him, they see troops, Moabite troops are coming towards them. And they realize they're not going to be able to give him a proper Kfura. So by Yashlichu Es HaIsh, they throw him into the caver that's there. And it was Bekever Elisha. Elisha had been buried there. Vayelich Vayigo Ish Ba'atzmes Elisha. And this dead Navi Sheker touched the atzamos of the great Navi Elisha. And says the pasuk, Vayichi Vayokam Araglov, that because of the kedusha of Elisha, this person, this Navi Sheker, after touching Elisha, had chias amesim. He got up. Says the Gemara, why did he get up? Shav Acha said, you know why? Because he was a Rosh. And a koivin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. So much so that Hashem performs this phenomenal miracle. He allows this Rosha to merit Tchias HaMeisim, Abi, not to be buried next to a Tzaddik Elisha. So you see from here, Ein Koivin Rosho, Eitzel Tzaddik. But the Gemara says, V'dilma Le'iki Yuma. Maybe the reason this person had Tchias HaMeisim is not because of the fact that he was going to be buried next to a Tzaddik, but rather maybe it was to be Mekayim the following Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Melachim Beis. The Pasuk says, Vayika Avram, Ve'eliyo Omer Elisha, Shalma Eslach B'terem Elokach Mimach. So Eliyo turns to his Talmud, his protege Elisha, and he tells him, I'm about to be taken up to Shamayim. Allah, Sa'ora, Shamaimah. And before I leave, I ask, is there anything you want from me? Anything you ask from me, I'll give you. Vayomer Elisha, Elisha says, yeah. Vihino pishnayim biruchach elai. Whatever Hashem bestowed upon you, I want that I should have double. Says the Gemara. Elisha now, his koyach was twofold, the koyach of Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, we know that Eliyahu HaNavi was Mechaya Mason. Elisha had also been Mechaya Mason, but only one time. If his koyach was Pishnayim, Elisha would have to be Mechaya Mason one more time. So maybe the reason this happened was because Elisha, there was a choyf, that Elisha has to be Mechaya Mason one more time, and that's why, it's nothing to do with the fact that the Rasha was going to be buried next to the Tzaddik. But it's Likiyume, it's to be Mechayim, the Pasuk of Yino Pishnayim Beruchach Eilai. I'm amazed, he told him back, Ravach, I hear what you're saying, but that's not the Pshak. He got up, but then he sat right back down. Meaning he didn't go home. He didn't live again. So that it couldn't have been the Kiyum of Pishnayim. Because if this was the Kiyum of Pishnayim, it would have been a full-fledged Tchias HaMeisim. And it clearly was not a full-fledged Tchias HaMeisim. Elo, v'hino Pishnayim heichim ishkachas lo. Da'achi, where do you find that the Pishnayim happened? What's the other time that Elisha was Mechayim Meisim? Amar b'yechanon, sheripa tzaras Naaman. Naaman was a Metzorah. Elisha healed Naaman. Shehi shkulo kemeis. Dechsev al no tehi kemeis. A metzora is choshev kemeis. So by healing the metzora, it was a geder of tchias hameis. Maybe we'll speak out some rate about this Sunday. But the point is, al no tehi kemeis. That was the second. So one was a real tchias hameis, and the other one was the metzora who's choshev kemeis. Elisha gives Naaman a refuah. That is in and of itself an expression of tchias hameis. So the Gemara continues and says, k'shen shem koivin rosha etzel tzadik. Just like we don't bury rosha next to a tzadik, k'achin koivin rosha chomer etzel rosha kal. So too, we don't bury a rosha chomer next to a rosha kal. And that's why there were two batei kfaris for the Haruge Beis Din. One for the Nerogim and the Nechnokim, one for the Niskalim and the Nisrafim. What's the reason? The Nerogim and the Nechnokim is considered Rishoim Kalim, whereas the Nechnokim and the Niskalim are considered Rishoim Chamurim. And Ein Koivin Rosh Chamur, it's a Rosh Kal. So the Haruge Beis Din can't be buried together with the ordinary folk. And at the same time, even within the Haruge Beis Din, there had to be two groups. Right, the Gemara Veliskin Arba Kfaris. So if we're already going down that road, shouldn't there have been four? Because within Herig and Chenek, Machlik is in the Gemara, but one is more chamer than the other. Within Skila and Sreifa, one is more chamer than the other. So Lamarka de Islay, Ulamarka de Islay, there should have been four. Skila, Sreifa, Perik v'chenek. So the Gemara says, Shnei kvaris gemarik mirla. There was a Messiah, halacha l'mesh mesinai, that there was supposed to be two additional batik kvaris, and they broke it up in that way. Made sense, because at the end of the day, you could subdivide it into two. There's the nerogim and the chnokim, they're kal, and there's the nesrofim and the neskolim, then morcham. Amar ulam rabbi yechanan, alam deshe gemar. Ochan chelev efrish karbin. If somebody ate chelev, he was mafrish a carbon for the chelev that he ate. So if somebody eats chelev, b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatos. So somebody ate chelev, and it was mafrish a chatos, v'heimer dasoy, and then he shmad, he converted to some other religion. V'chazar boy, and then he did tshuva. Could he bring the carbon, or could he not bring the carbon? So a little bit of background. Number one, if somebody is a mumer, he can't bring a carbon. A guy can bring a carbon, but a mumer can't bring a carbon. We've spoken out right about this once upon a time. So an any Yehudi can bring a carbon. Right? Kamsa bar kamsa. An any Yehudi can bring a carbon. But a mumer, a yid, a Yisrael Meshumid, a Yisrael mumer, even Rabbi Dezara, Michal Shabbos Beferhesi, whatever the definition of mumer is. But a mumer is not allowed to bring a carbon. Halacha one. Halacha number two is that we know there's different things that can disqualify a carbon. So yoytze, Pigel, Noiser, Tome, Lina, etc., etc. There's a whole list of psulim that could disqualify carbon. There's something called dachli. What does dachli mean? Dachli means that if you have a carbon that was disqualified, for whatever reason, it was disqualified, and now, whatever the Siba was that was making this carbon possible, no longer exists. Right now, it's a kosher carbon. The only thing wrong with this carbon is that if you look back, if you do a background search, you're going to see that there's some blemish in its history. That in and of itself is a reason for the carbon to be possible. It's called dachoy. Once it was nidche, it's going to be dachoy forever. So Rabbi Yochanan took these two ideas and he merged them. Och, al chelev, somebody ate chelev again. The hifrish carbon, he was mafrish a carbon. The hemer dasoy. So what happened when he was hemer dasoy? He couldn't bring a carbon at that point. Being that he couldn't bring a carbon at that point, at that moment, you have a carbon that's possible. So even though Chazabai he did tshuva, so now he's not a mummer anymore. Right now he could bring the carbon. It doesn't matter. Being that it was dachui, yitche, you'll never be able to bring it again. If somebody eats chelev, he's mafrish a carbon, v'nishtata, and then he becomes a shaita. A shaita also can bring a carbon. V'chaza v'nishtafa, and then he had a refuah. Same idea. When he was a shaita, he couldn't bring a carbon. So at that point, it was dachui, so that even though now he could bring a carbon again, why? Because he was nishtafa, he had a refu, it doesn't matter. It says the Gemara B'tzricha, Rabbi Yechon had to say this halacha twice. He had to say it regarding someone that was hemer dasai and regarding someone that was nishtata. Meaning at first glance, it sounds like he's saying the same thing. What's the difference? Why during that interim period there was an issue? He was hemer dasa, he was nishtata. Isn't it one and the same? The Gemara says no. We only had it by hemer dasa. I would have told me shum the iudach and avshev yedek. It's because he did something to himself. He decided. He has free will. Hakobi de shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. And he decided to be boicher be raw, not to be boicher b'chayim. It was a thing that he did on his own. So maybe here you have the loch of dachi. Aval hai, but to become a shaita, the memelo kadachi, it's not something he did. It's something that never happened to him. Ema k'yashon dami. Maybe we treat him as someone that's sleeping. He's sleeping. And just like someone that's sleeping, you understand that there would be no psul dachi. If a person's mafresh a carbon Tuesday afternoon, he goes to sleep. Wednesday, he wants to bring the carbon. We don't say that when he was sleeping, he couldn't bring the carbon. So memelo is a psul dachi. So same thing should be with regards to shayt. Yes, and we only had Rabbi Yechon's halacha regarding shayt. I would have thought mishum de imbiyali lachza. It's because there's no ability for him to undo what he did. If you're a shayt, you're stuck a shayt. But by heimer dasa, where you could always do tshuva, emalait tzricha. So the svar is the kan, svar is the kan. That's where Rabbi Yechon had to say his halacha in both contexts. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Yosef said, "Afan anami tinina." I'll bring a raya to Rabbi Yechon and say, "Hayu b'kachin." If there was an irani dachas. And we know that Lachat Irani Dachas was that everybody was killed. Not only was everybody killed, but everything in the city was killed. They would take the spoils of the city, El Ruchiv Ha'ir, and they would burn everything. Stating that, the Brisa says, if there were Kodshei Mizbeach, let's say the city had in it Karbonos. So Ruvain lives in this Irani Dachas. He was Mafresh HaKarbon, a carbon oil. One day he's going to bring this carbon oil. When he's Oilo Regal, he's going to bring this carbon. And now the city was just paskin that it's an Irani Nidachas. So the halach is Yomusu. They would kill the carbon, meaning it wouldn't be burnt together with everything else in the city. At the same time, you couldn't bring it as a carbon, and it's for that reason Yamusav. Kachi Bedek Abayis, if it was Kachi Bedek Abayis, Yiftu. Now, what's the reason for it? You can't be makriv it as a carbon, because obviously the person living in the Eir HaNidachas is a Rasha. It was just Gepaskin that he's Chayiv Misa. He's a Rasha, and Zevach Rasham Tayev. So you definitely can't bring it as a carbon. At the same time, you don't burn it, because there's a halacha, shlala, v'loy shlal shamayim. So that's why it says the Mishnah, what's the halacha? Kachi Mizbaich Yamusav. What's the cash? Ravina Bo, Amai Yamusav. Why do you have to kill it? Even the Iktol, when this person dies, havelu kapara. Isn't he going to get kapara? Vilisku legavaya. So after we kill the person, let's take this animal, put it on the side. We're going to kill Ruvain, who lives in the Eir HaNidachas. After Ruvain is killed, he's going to get kapara. Once he gets kapara, there's no reason for us not to bring the carbon. Lav mishum. Oh, I know the reason, says the Gemara. It's probably damrinon hoyven itcho yitcho. Because once it was nitche, it's automatically going to be dachoy. So you see that even though later, technically, when's later? After the person dies, this carbon is going to be roi lakrava. But once it wasn't roi lakrava, why wasn't it roi lakrava? Because the owner of the carbon was a Rasha. He was hamer dasoy. In fact, Rashi says, a mumma lavay dezara is like a mumma lachala terekula. So it's literally Rabbi Yochanan's case. He was a hamer dasoy. So you have a psul dachoy. So afananami tanina, I have a raya from this halacha near any dachas to Rabbi Yochanan said, but Abaya said, what's the raya? You're assuming that if a person dies when he's a Rasha, he gets kapara. Maybe if somebody dies when he's a Rasha, he doesn't get kapara. I mean, how do you know that when the person was killed in the Eir HaNidachas, he automatically got kapara? Abaya argued that, I don't know if he got kapara. Now everyone's bothered. What do you mean? Didn't we have the halacha by Ochan? They used to tell him to do tshuva. And it was also, you should have a chelik and a b'ba. But that's Abaya's taina. And Abaya said, I'll even prove to you that if a person is a Rosh and he dies, he doesn't automatically get kapar. I tell you, Rav Shmaya said, we know that a kohen is not allowed to be metame to a mes. Ki in the she'irah karavela. The seven kroivim, a kohen is allowed to be metame to. That says, Rav Shmaya, an interesting halacha. Yochel afilu pirshu avoyse midarche tzibur. What if a kohen has a family member that shmad? Yishmad, he became a mummer. So I would have thought he could be metame, Talmud loymar ba'amov, ba'isa ma'isa amov. The only time Koyin is allowed to be metame to a karev is if he's an oisa ma'isa mamcha. But if he's not an oisa ma'isa amcha, right, similar to the halacha that we had earlier by Kibbutz Aven. If he doesn't conduct himself like an oisa ma'isa amcha, the halacha is that a koyin is not allowed to be metame to. What's the kasha? Why don't we say that when the koyin's relative died, the Misa was Mechaper. If the Misa was Mechaper, now he is an Oysen Maisa Amcha, so now he should be able to be Metamim. Zokta Bayev, what do you see from there? That when a person is a Rasha and he dies, he doesn't necessarily get kapara. Amalei Rava, so Rava told him, Yikam Adam is Nereg Mitech Rishoy, Lemes Mitech Rishoy. So whenever there's Abaya, there's Rava, right? And what does Rava tell Abaya? He says, Abaya, what kind of Ra are you bringing? You're talking about a person who died from ordinary circumstances. He died a regular, normal death. Somebody dies a normal death, Mechitesi gets kapara. That's why there's Gehenim, that's why there's Kaddish, that's why we have all these things. For the person to get kapara. But this case of Eir HaNidachas, the raya that Rabbi Yosef is bringing to Rabbi Yochanan is from Eir HaNidachas. He was given Misas Bezdin. Misas Bezdin is different, says the Gemara. And not just that, Teda. Rava said, I'll prove to you that a person does get kapara when he dies Misas Bezdin. The pasuk says, Mizma la'asaf, elikim bo, goy ben achlasecho, timu es hechel kotshecho, somu es Yerushalayim li'ien. The pasuk continues, naslu es nivlas avadecha meichel la'oif. Because we're talking about Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the nevela of Avodecha, the Yiddish corpse, the Avodim were Meichel Oif, they were fodder for the Oifos. And Besar Chasidecha were fodder L'chaisei Oretz. Says the Gemara, this is all Rava talking, my Avodecha, my Chasidecha. The Pasuk is talking about, it describes Avodecha and Chasidecha. The Nivlas Avodecha were Meichel Oif HaShemayim. And the Basar of Chasidecha were Michael L'chai Se'aretz. What are these two things? Says the Gemara, I know what these two things are. Chasidecha is Chasidecha Mamash. Those are real Chasidim. Avodecha, Hainach de Mechai Vidino de Meikara. These are people that were Rishoyim. They're not Chasidim. They were Rishoyim. But now they're called Avodecha. V'kivan de Iktul Karulu Avodecha. And why they're called Avodecha? Because the Misa, in and of itself, gave them the Kapara that they needed. So what do you see from here? You see that Misa is Mechaper. The point is a Rasha that dies gets Kapara. And what must be the reason? Because Even though it wasn't Misa's Bez, then so you see he gets kapar. Amalei Abayas, Abayas told him, Mikav Adamas Haruge Malchus. Laruge Bezdin, Haruge Malchus, it's true, Kivan the Shaloit Bidin Komakdali, being that when someone's killed by the Malchus, really he wasn't supposed to die. I don't know what that means, but really he wasn't supposed to die, and he was killed anyways, that's Havalu Kapara. But Haruge Bezdin, Kivan the Bidin Komakdali, but when Bezdin kills somebody, they're killing a person that deserves to die, Loi Lahavi Kapara, he doesn't get Kapara. So again, just to reframe here, what's going on? Rabbi Yechanan said a halacha that if somebody's mafresh a carbon, he's hamer dasai, he does tshuva, he can't bring the carbon. Right now he's fine, he did tshuva. Because he was a mummer for some point. A mummer can't bring a carbon. And once you're a mummer, kivan she nitche, at that point you have no ability to bring the carbon anymore. Rabbi Yechanan said, I'll bring you a raya. What was Rabbi Yechanan's raya? From the irani dachas. If there's an irani dachas, so everyone in the city, everything in the city is going to be killed. With the exception of the carbon. The carbon doesn't get burned together with the shal. Yomusu, you can't bring makrovit, but at the same time, you don't include it in the shal alo'ir. What's the reason for it? The reason for it is because you can't bring it as a carbon. The owner of the carbon is a rasha, zevach hasham te'eva. Argued Rabbi Yosef, when this person was killed, when he was killed by Bezin, he got kapara. So now, after we kill him, the Bala carbon is no longer a Rasha. If the Bala carbon is no longer a Rasha, why can't we be makrovit as a carbon right now? Must be Rabbi Yechanan is right. That being that there was an interim period where he was a mummer, if there's an interim period when you're a mummer, you have no ability to bring a carbon. Abaye Chaynid, what shaykhis? You're assuming that if somebody's a member here in Idachas, he gets Mises Bez, then boom, he automatically gets Kapara. I disagree with you. I don't think he gets Kapara. And Abaye said, I'll prove it to you. Because a Kayan is allowed to be metamet to a Karev, but not if his Karev was a Rasha. I want you to say that when the Rasha died, he automatically got kapara. So Rava told Abaya, what's the tushtel? Rav Yosef was bringing a raya from Misa's Bezdin. Misa's Bezdin is mechaper. Maybe Misa's Bezdin is mechaper. You can't bring a raya, but someone who dies a regular death, like the Kayan's carved that died, maybe that's not mechaper. And Rava said, I'll prove to you that Misa's Bezdin is mechaper. Because you see that when the Yidden died during Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were referred to as Avadecha. These were Rishoyim, and now they're Avadecha. The Chassidecha are mentioned separately in the Pasuk. Who are the Avadecha? These are the Rishoyim that just died. So you see the Misa gave them Kapara. So you see that when a person is Neherak, you see that when a person dies, he automatically becomes, but Abayis says, it's still not a Raya. Because this pasuk is talking about being killed by the Malchus. That's the way he did. Maybe that's a kapara. Rav Yosef has no raya. Because Rav Yosef is trying to bring a raya from Irani Dachas. That's Bezdin. Again, you have to sit down and make this cheshbon. That's Bezdin. When Bezdin kills, they're killing Kedin. And being that when they're killing Kedin, you have no raya. Says the Gemara Teda. Why are we talking about this right now? Because the punchline of the Gemara is a raya from our Mishnah. Teda Tanan. They didn't bury the Rasha that was Chayim Misa's Bezdin in the Kirves Avosa. Why? The Gemara said, because he's a Rasha. Then Kovin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. Now, if you're going to tell me that once a Rasha is killed, he gets Kapara, Likferu. Why can't you bury him? Elamai, you see, that when a person dies, he doesn't get Kapara. Sabai said, I'm right. I just proved it to you from our Mishnah. You see in our Mishnah that someone that's given Mises Bezin doesn't get Kapara because he gets Kapara. Why can't you just bury him in a regular caver? So the Gemara says, no, you have no Raya because Miso Kfura Be'ina. It could be after a person dies, Ayidei Bezin, he gets Kapara, but not right after he dies. After he's died and he is buried. So the point is that there is a point where he's going to be not a Rasha anymore after the Kfura. And that was Rabbi Yosef's Raya. If so, why can't you be Makriv of the carbon? Must be, there's a psul dachli, it's a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. You can ask me a kasha, if he becomes a tzaddik, who's not a Rasha anymore, he gets kapara when he dies, why can't you bury him in a regular Pesach Chayim? Because it's until after the Kfura. Until the Kfura, he's still a Rasha. That's why you can't bury him. Moshe Rav Adabar Havala, hey, Miss Abwin. They didn't mourn. There was no avelos. Now, what's the kasha? When does the avelos happen? After the kfura already. If you're going to tell me that after the misa and the kfura, at that point, he gets kapara. Liavlu, this should be avelos. Says the Gemara. No. You need misa and kfura and iku basa. The body has to decompose. It's at that point that he goes from being a rasha to not being a Rasha anymore. And that's why Rav Yosef still felt he had a right. Because let's at least wait the shir iku basar. And at that point, we'll be able to bring the carbon. Must be Rav Yochanan's right that there's a psul dochli. But as it relates to the kasha, Why don't we bury him b'kivrei Yisrael? Because until the Kfuri, he's still in Russia. This relates to the kasha of why is there no Avelus? Because even after the Kfuri, until the equal Basar, he's still going to be in Russia. And Deikonami, I'll prove it to you, the Ktani Nesakala Basar, after the body decomposed, Malakta the Satsomis, they would gather that Somis. The Kaiman Isidim Kaiman, Shmaminas, that's a Mufurish Arai. Because what did they do after the body decomposed? They interred it, they moved it. So you see from there that in fact, there is a point where he's going to get kapara, and that's why Abayas Taina is not a good Taina. To the contrary, Rabbi Yosef seems to have a very good raya to Rabbi Yochanan from Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. Avelus me emasai. Why is there no avelus? Again, the kasha was that why is there no avelus? If you're going to tell me the cheshbon of the Gemara that misa and kfura is mechaper, so I understand why you can't bury the person that got misa's bez in a regular kever Yisrael. What's the reason? Because he doesn't become Ois Rasha until after the Kfura. But Avelos starts after the Kfura. At that point, he's good. So we said, no, he needs the Iko Basar. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. Avelos, Emesai Komaschelos. When does the Avelos start? Mistimas Hagoylo. When they cover the, they put the cover on the coffin. Kapara Emesai Kohavi. When does the Kapara have Mikichazu Tsar de Kivra Porta? A little after the Stimas Hagoylo, when the body starts experiencing some of the Tsar of being in the Kaver. Hilkach is for that reason. Hoyov the itchu yitchu Rav Ashi said a chiddush. Being that there's no avelus at the onset of avelus, mishastimas agol, because at that point he didn't get kapara yet, because the kapara doesn't happen until he has some of the tzair of the kivra, and that's the reason why there's no avelus. Again, the kasha was let there be avelus. Doesn't he have kapara? Wasn't that Rabbi Yosef's argument? He gets kapara with the misa and the kfura. It's a good, yeah, he does. But it's a little after the kfura. Avelus starts b'shastimas agoyla, which is right before the kfura. So at the moment that Avelus is supposed to start, it can't start. So why did the Mishnah then say that they waited until the iko basar, the body, to decompose before they moved this person that was given misa's bezdin? Why didn't they move him right away? Mishnah, how are you supposed to know when the iko basar happened? How are you supposed to know when the tzai report? It's impossible to figure that moment out. Wait till the iko basar, wait a shir, wait a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is at that point, a month, and whatever the cheshbin is, that they know for sure that the body decomposed. That would be the proper time to move it. A drop more gemara. Kivrei de Rav have a shaltim in a afra. There was a skula back in the day that people would go to Rav's kever, they would take a little bit of afar from his kever, right? We mentioned Elisha's kever before. So people would go to Rav's kever, they would take a little bit of afar, and it was used as a refuah for people that were suffering from fever. So if someone had a fever, bas yoima, it was a one-day-old fever, they would go to Rav's kever, take a little bit of offer, it was used as a refuah. Amalei l'Shmuel, they told Shmuel what was going on. Amalu yos avdon, it's fine. Now they were timing, how could you do it? You're not allowed to have hana from a mace. If you can't have hana from a mace, you're having hana from a kever. So he said, karka oilamu. No, because they're taking from the ground, and even though it's part of the kever, the karka oil made in aseres. Karka is never us. Because the pasuk says, "Vayashlich es afaro al kever b'nei ha'am." The pasuk says that Yeshua HaMelech destroyed all the asheros in Eretz Yisrael. See, he destroys an asherah, and he takes it, burns it, takes the offer, sprinkles it on the kvarim of the yidin that were oived the asherah. And makish kever b'nei yam l'avaydus kechavim, were makish the kever of the people that worshipped the asherah to the asherah to avaydus zara itself. Ma avaydus kechavim b'mechubar loy mitzvah, just like avaydus zara. If it's mechubar, it doesn't become asa b'hanah, so avaydus zara is asa b'hanah. But it's only asa b'hanah if it's talush, if it's detached from the ground. But if it's attached to the ground, nah, tichsid, as the pasuk says, asher yershim oisam es eloheim al haharim aramim, al haharim eloheim, v'loy haharim eloheim. We darshan from there that avodah zarah is al haharim, but the haharim themselves, the thing that's attached to the ground, is not avodah zarah. Hachanabi b'mechubar loy mitzar, so to over here, as it relates to a kever, something that's mechubar is not a problem. That's what Shmuel said. Don't worry about the fact that people are benefiting from the kever of Rav. If they were taking from something talush, yeah, it'd be a problem. You can't have anah from a mace. But over here, we're dealing with mechubar, that we're dealing with mechubar, it's not something that you have to worry about. So before we end, just to go back to something that has been one of the themes of this week, which is very much this week's parasha. So the halacha, the Mishnah, on Daf Mem Vav, we discussed it, Daf Mem Zayin, talks about the idea that after certain people that were given Misa's Bezdin were given Misa's Bezdin, there was a mitzvah of toilin. The pasuk says, "V'chiyah be'ish chet mishpat maves v'humas V'tolisa oisai alo eitz. Loisolin evlasi alo eitz. Ki cover tik perena by yemahu. Ki killas elikim ta. And it was machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim exactly who was hung. Rabbi Eliezer said, kol aniskolin nitlin. V'chachamim mayrim. The Chachamim say, einoi nitlo ela hamigadef v'al oivir avoy bizar. Now we know that whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, who's the halacha like? The halacha is like the Chachamim. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer is a yochid. Can I get a chum that's a rabbim? And usually yochid v'rabbim, halachic rabbim. But besides, Rabbi Eliezer is shamuti. And being that Rabbi Eliezer is shamuti, the halachic never follows Rabbi Eliezer. Stating that, if you look at Rashi in this week's parasha, the Vacha Yisedra, on this pasuk, so Rashi says, V'tolisa isa alo'etz, Rabbi Yisenu Amru, kol ha'niskolim nitlin. All the niskolim ha'nitlin. Shenemar ki kilulas elikim toli, v'amavarachas Hashem b'skilo. So the pasuk is talking about Mavarachas Hashem, who is one of the niskolim. And that's why he's nitlin, because Rabbi Yisenu Amru, kol ha'niskolim nitlin. Freik the Ramban, kol ha'niskolim nitlin. It's shalik ibn the hilchasa. Because that is a divrei yochidim, says the Ramban. V'alocha k'divrei ha'rab, chachomim, she'enei nitla elam agad, v'oivet avay dezaros. The Ramban is matmiyan Rashi. Why in the world would Rashi be mefarish the pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer, who's a yochid, who's shamuti, and not like the chachom? Rashi, in the end of Parshas Balak, so in the end of Parshas Balak, v'yeshev Yisrael bashitim, v'yochel la'om liznois es b'noi moyev. The advice of Bilam, the Yidden were nichshol with the b'nois moyev. Right, that's we're, of course, Zimri and Cosby, Parshas Pinchas, and the rest is history. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, kachas kol roshei ha'am, take the roshei ha'am, the ones that were involved in the Bnei Smoyav, Baal Pa'or, v'hoika oisam l'Hashem, and hang them, neged Hashemesh, v'yoshoiv charoin af Hashem Yisrael." And that will cause, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the charoin af to go away. Says Rashi, "V'hoika hitlia." What does v'hoika mean? Hang them. K'moshe matzino b'bnei shol. V'shem tliya mifureshes ba'avodah zarah. It makes sense, says Rashi, that Hashem told Moshe hang the Rosh Hashanah. Because one of the averus that they did was Baal Pa'or. Baal Pa'or was avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is skila. V'chol ha'niskolim nitlin. And anyone that's chayv skila is nitlin. Again, Rashi is going Peshitas, Rabbi Eliezer. So you have Rashi in Parshas Kisetze, and you have Rashi in Parshas Bala. I'll show you a third Rashi. The Gemara, in Masechtas Bava Mitzia, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So this is the Hasoichas HaPoyalim, in the real Haggadah to Gemara. So the Gemara there says that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon once met a Roman officer, and he told the Roman officer, how do you catch bad people? Like, what's your, what does your FBI look like? So he told him that we do this, we do that. So he was mocking him. He said, this is what you do. How do you know you're getting the right person? He says, do you have a better idea? He says, yeah, I do have a better idea. And to make a long story short, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon ends up working for the Romans, and he helps him try to find, in very unconventional ways, people that he thought were guilty of things. So the Gemara tells a story. Yoy mechad, pogabe ahu koivis. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon met a koivis. Karye, and the koivis called Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Chaimitz Ben Yair. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon's father was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and he was suggesting that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, the son, he was vinegar compared to his father who was Yair. Omar, so Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon said, midachotzev kulei hai, being that this person is such a mechotzev, shmami no rishiyahu. He must be a rasha. Omar lohu, so he goes and he tells the government, tifsu, take him. He's a bad, he's guilty of whatever it is you're trying to find people. Tafsu, basa denach daite, after Rav Elazar Rav Shimon calmed down, aza basa lefruke, he realized, just because he called him Chaimitz Ben Yayin, does that necessarily mean that he's guilty and all of a sudden he deserves to die or whatever they're going to do with him? But the Gemara says, v'lei matzi, he couldn't, he tried redeeming him, he had no way of doing it. He spoke too soon, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said on himself. So the Gemara says, zokfu, they hung the koifis. Come to say, Skifa v'kabachim. Rav Shimon went to the place where the koifis was hung and he was crying. He felt like he caused them to die. Amrulay, so they came and they told Rav Shimon, Rebbe, al yeira beinecha. Don't feel bad. Shehu b'noi balu nairam urasab yeim ha'kipurim. Because him and his son, they were both boil nairam urasab yeim ha'kipurim, and as a result, they reserved to die. The Gemara says, "Hiniach yodei al bnei, if he put his hands on his stomach and he sisu bnei mei, I sisu umasveikus shalachem kach." Bottom line is a whole fascinating Gemara. Says Rashi, they told Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, "Don't feel bad that he was hung, because him and his son were boil nairam urasa." Rashi says, "Shehi beskil." Someone that's boiled nine marasa gets skila. The chol an is skolin nitlin. And anyone that's chayiv skila is freak the rashash. Chol an is skolin nitlin. What's going on? That cheetah's Rabbi Eliezer. We pass like the chachamim. So we have three rashes. We have Rashi in the Vochi Gesedra, Parshas Gesedze. We have Rashi in the end of Parshas Bolok. And now we have a Rashi in Shas. Rashi in Bava Metzio. Daf Pei Gimel on the base. What's going on over here? It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva. It's a Chishim Mishpat. Tshuva Chofei. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer, he said that he learned this Rashi over here. That's Soicha Sapayalim, where Rashi said that this boy on Nayim Rasim, meaning there was no skill, it was Nitlin, it was called Nitlin, and he told the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't understand. That's Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. How can we pass Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer is always Shamuti. We pass like the Chacham. So the Chassam Sofer has a whole tshuva on this. And the Chassam Sofer writes back, number one, it's a Rashi in Gemara, it's also a Rashi in Chumash. The Chassam Sofer quotes Rashi, Parshas Kitzeitze, it's really also a Rashi in Parshas Balak. But listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. Amnam, likushyosei nirli barbach. Regarding your kasha, from Baba Metzia, Pei Gimel, and Beis, I have a teretz. Based on two Gemaras, this is not Shaykh. The Gemara says, Amenachis, Ayin Beis, Amen Aleph, that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon always went, Beshitas, his father, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon's father was Rabbi Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was one of Rabbi Akiva's five Talmidim. After Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim died, so he went to the Dorim, and he had five Talmidim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon always went, Beshita Rabbi Shalavit. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his Rabbi Rabbi Akiva. Zok the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara says in Shavuos Chavav Amin Aleph, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu. And Nochem Ish Gamzu used to darshan the Torah, not klal pratu klal, but he used to darshan the Torah, ribui miyat ribui. And Rabbi Akiva, as a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu, also used to darshan the Torah, ribui miyat ribui. So for Blazar Rabbi Shimon went Beshita's Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shalavit. Who went? Kishitas Rabbi Nochem Ish Gamzu. Back of the envelope arithmetic. What you have is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon held Ribui Miyat Ribui. The Gemara said, B'maikom Nitligi Rabbi Eliezer V'chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kolan Eskolim Nitlin. The Chachamim said, only a Megadav and a Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara said, the Chachamim hold Klali Uprati. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Ribui Umiyuti. And we spoke about the Chesh when we went through the Daf. But the bottom line is, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is based on the fact that he darshans the Torah Ribui Miyut Ribui. It's gavaldic. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, we know darshans Ribui Miyut Ribui. Because he's Hoylich Kishitas Rabbi Akiva, who was Hoylech Keshitas Rabbi Nochem Ish Gamzu with Darshan's Ribui Miyut Ribui. That means Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Ribui Miyut Ribui. If that's the case, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds Kolan Eskol and Nitlin. So the Chassam Sofer said, with regards to your kasha from Bava Metzia, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that Rashi is being mafarish the story with Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. It's poshut why Rashi said that. Because Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon zecher hold that held that kol on his kol nitlin, because the whole yisoid of Shitas Rebbe Eliezer is based on Ribui Miyat Ribui, and he holds Ribui Miyat Ribui because of this mention. But I'll tell you a dover noir that I saw in the sefer Megadim Chadashim. He says a different shot, and again Rabbi Usha said we have to speak out chassidus, so Lila Nishmas, we're going to speak out a little bit of chassidus atayra. He brings from the Yismach Moshe in Parshas Chisisa. Yismach Moshe said like this: we know Rebbe Eliezer is Shamutin. We know Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. But at the same time, we also know the Gemara above Mitzia, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says the story with the Tanner Achnoi, where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim were fighting over a certain Tanner, Halacha, and Rabbi Eliezer was proving, he was trying to prove that the Halacha is like him. So Rabbi Eliezer starts performing Moifsim, real Moifsim. He says that if I'm right, let it start raining and thundering, Amasa Mayim Yechichu. And there were incredible miracles that were happening in response to Rabbi Eliezer's Bakasha proof. And Shamayim say that I'm right. And what happened? Yotze saw Basko at the end and said that Alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yeshua Raglov, and he said, Ey Mashkichem Basko, I'm not impressed, because Torah is Leba Shamayim. And being that Torah is Leba Shamayim, here we think that Alocha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, so it doesn't, I don't care what they think in Shamayim. Shamayim is not the Baal HaBos, we're the Baal HaBos. Torah is Leba Shamayim, said the Yismach Moshe. But one thing is clear in this Gemara, that in Shamayim, the Alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Hadegazah. That it's true, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihi. But that's Baal Mohodeh. But upstairs in Shamayim, the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. How do I know that? It's a Gemara, he said. The Pasco said, Alocha Grab Eliezer. I tell you, Leba Shamayimi, that's actually a gale in your name. You sit down, the Shulchan Aruch, the Alocha is not Grab Eliezer. We have to follow what we have to follow. But in Shamayim, Klapi Shmaya Galia, there the Alocha is like Grab Eliezer. See, he said, whenever it's Negeya, Himalish Shazachin, wherever it's Negeya Shamayim, the Alocha is like Grab Eliezer. It's only here that the Alocha is not like Grab Eliezer. But in Shamayim, Faked, Yotzes of Pasco, Mamra Alocha, Grab Eliezer. So he said, this idea that this person was hung. Who coordinated this? This wasn't Mises Bezdin. This was coordinated Min HaShamayim. Oh, if it was coordinated Min HaShamayim, in Shamayim, the halacha is like Reb Eliezer. If in Shamayim, the halacha is like Reb Eliezer, the halacha is that Kol Anis Kolim Nitlin, this person who was Boyol Naira Murasa, this person that's Boyol Naira Murasa, this person deserves Tliya. Either way, what it reminded me of was something that we've spoken about in the past. Maybe we have a raid bite on this, I'm not sure. But something that we've spoken about in the past, and that is that we know that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. It's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says, whenever Reb Shimon argues with Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, the halacha is never like Reb Shimon. Stating that, if you learn Hilchas Shabbos, you learn Masechta Shabbos, there's three big shittas Reb Shimon that permeate Hilchas Shabbos. Chalikas Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. Mukta, Reb Shimon's last name Mukta. Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa and Davashein Mischava. Three biggest machlokes in Masechta Shabbos are those three machlokes in. And in all three places, we paskin like Reb Shimon. It's a pella. The halacha is never supposed to be like Reb Shimon. Gantz Hilchas Shabbos shrines, it oozes Reb Shimon. I thought the halacha is not supposed to be like Reb Shimon. So I once thought, we know that whenever there's machlokes b'shem Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But Tzvur Makdoshim, it's brought down b'shem Darizal, said that Lasud Lavoi, the halacha is going to be, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. So everybody knows that. Lasud Lavoi, the halacha is going to be, right? The Chida said, Kol machlokes, sheish l'shem Shammai, soifel l'skayim. What's the machlokes, she l'shem Shammai, machlokes Hillel l'shammai, soifel l'skayim, they're both going to have a kiyum. Now the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and later the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Soifel l'skayim, both stadim are right. Because now it's Beis Hillel, later it's Beis Shammai. Everybody knows that. What not everybody knows is that the same exact Arizal said that even though the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, it's only now. But Lasud Lavoi, the halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon. So I was thinking that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. If Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, so it could be that it's true. Ordinarily, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. But we're dealing with Shabbos. We're dealing with the Lasud Lavoi, the Geparsha. Me'ein Olam Haba, dear, the halacha is like Reb Shimon. I was thinking, it could be it's so gevalt. Why is the halacha not like Reb Shimon? So Pashup Shad is, because we don't have Shaykhis to Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, Brachas Lamed Hamed Beis. There was a Machlekes Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol said that, how's it you supposed? You wake up in the morning, what are you supposed to do? So you're supposed to daven, do the daf, right? You're supposed to learn, be you're supposed to work. Hadig ben minig derech eretz. You have to try to straddle, right, both obligations. Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy said that if a person's going to go to work, when are you going to have a learn? You're going to be Chayrish B'shas Charisha, you're going to be Zerei B'shas Zeriya, you're going to be Koitze B'shas Ketira, Teira Matei Olel. No. Or you have to make a decision. But if you're going to learn, you'll learn. Really, it's not a decision. You're supposed to learn. That's Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy said. And the Gemara says, Har B'yosek Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy, V'lo Yosef. They couldn't do it. People couldn't do Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy. It was too hard. Har B'yosek Reb Yishmol, the Goyim said, only Harbi couldn't do it. There were Miyutim that could do it. That's the Makar to the Rambam and the Hilchos Shemitah V'yoyevel. I'm Brisk Rav Alatari Pashas Chai Sarah. V'advorim before Sava. But the point is, you know why that loch is not like Reb Shimon, I think? Because we don't have Shaykhis Reb Shimon. Because Har B'yosek Kurash B, V'lo Yosef Yodim, Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy, you have to tap in. You have to, your voltage has to be in a place that where, unfortunately, most people can't. Therefore, the halacha, which is for the harbe yasu k'Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy v'lo yasu v'yadam. But you know, there's one day in the week where we're all Reb Shimon. That's Shabbos. Because Shabbos is no hanuk ben minig derech eretz. Shabbos, nobody works. You don't work on Shabbos. Fakert. Lo nitnu Shabbos is el olasik b'toyro. So there's one day a week where the most poshut yid in the world, the most poshut yid in the world, he joins the camp of Reb Shimon. We all become Reb Shimon on Shabbos. So it could be on Shabbos, where we're all Reb Shimon. Now we're ready, it's Shaykh for Halacha to be like Reb Shimon. It's true, the Halacha can't be like Reb Shimon. But they're ready, the Halacha can be like Reb Shimon. I was thinking that the Gemara says in Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy and Reb Loz Reb Shimon, they come out of the Ma'ar, Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, right? You can't forget that. It's Lag Ba'omer and Shabbos Daf Lamed. That's Lamed Gimel, right? So they come out of the Ma'ara after all the years. Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy sees people wherever he looked, and people were dying there, but he couldn't be sober what was going on. And then he saw a yid, it was Erev Shabbos, he was running, and he was holding two hadassim. And he says, where are you running? He says, he's bringing this to his wife, right? Flowers before Shabbos. He's bringing, Marsha says, why two? Zachar Meshama, that's why we light two candles. Right? So he's running home with the two hadassim. And Reb Shimon saw that, he said, Nicham Tani, I'm okay. And it all ended. What happened? So I think maybe that was the tifkei. Reb Shimon Ba'yichoy was bothered. He looked around. He says, "Hanig ben minig derech eretz. This is the world. What's going on?" After his years of writing the Zohar, the Kedusha with the boxer and the Eliyahu HaNavi, he couldn't be saving what was going on. Then he saw Shabbos. He said, there's one day in the week, there's one day where we all become Talmidim. We all become Talmidim of Reb Shimon. And that was his Nechama. That was his Nichan Tani. The bottom line is, we have Torah here from the Yismach Moshe, from the Begadim Chadash, about Reb Eliezer. That even though Reb Eliezer Shamuti, but the Gemara said above Mitzion and Tess on the days, Yotzus Abasko, Halacha Kareb Eliezer. So when it comes to Nyonei Shamayim, Himmel Shizachin, there the Halacha is like Reb Eliezer. And we have this idea that the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon. But at the same time, Loss of Lovay, the Halacha will be like Reb Shimon. And it could be when it comes to Shabbos, which is a Bechin of Loss of Lovay. It's a Me'ein Olam Haba. Because every Yid is Shayach to Reb Shimon on Shabbos. Because we don't work on Shabbos. And Shabbos is a time where we're able to feel a little bit what Shitas Reb Shimon is. Maybe that's why the Halacha then is like Reb Shimon.